Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Now, our pod squad. Today, it's Elaine Burke, who's the host of the For Tech's Sake podcast, and Dave Hanratty, who's the host of the No Encore podcast, are both with me to discuss The Rest is Entertainment. Take a listen.
Let's start with the Met Gala. This is a big, big event. It's the ultimate fashion event. I have to say, actually, it is the mega red carpet event in the world. The event is to raise money for the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York, and specifically the Costume Institute, which is the sort of fashion bit, a bit like the V&A bit of it.
So it's for charity, but the charity is the institution itself.
And okay. It makes a lot of money. It makes, you know, maybe, I don't know, 20 million a year, this one event. Anna Wintour, the editor-in-chief of American Vogue, she gets control of it in 1995. And in those days, you could spend... Anyone, you or me, could spend $150 if we had it and go to the after party. And the tickets for the event itself were $1,000. This year, for one ticket, it is $75,000.
So you can just go there.
You can buy tickets.
You don't just have to be famous. Yeah,
but you've got to be approved by Anna Wintour.
Yeah, that's just a short clip of one of the episodes. Dave, tell us about the hosts, first of all.
So in that clip there, you heard Marina Hyde, who's a long-running columnist with The Guardian. She writes about everything from celebrity to politics. She's particularly good on celebrity entertainment. She's an excellent writer, very acerbic. And Richard Osman, who may be the more familiar voice to people. He, of course, is a television host. Kind of came to fame, I guess, on Pointless and has hosted other game shows since. He's also a producer. He's a novelist. He's an author. A man of all kind of...
Millions of talents.
Incredibly so, yeah. So basically, this is a very, very simple premise. Put these two hosts together and have them pull the curtain back on the entertainment industry and give their own kind of, you know, years of insight in the industry to the listener.
Does it work, Elaine?
Oh, I think it absolutely works. The dynamic between the two of them is really interesting. Like you heard there, Richard knew very little about the Met Gala, and it's rare for him to not know anything about a subject. So he just had to let Marina run with it. And they're clearly friends. Like they talked today in the most recent episode about spending time together at a Eurovision party in Marina's house.
That's right.
They know a lot about each other, and they know a lot about this industry of entertainment. So you're talking like they have insight knowledge on writing novels, on writing for newspapers, on producing TV shows, on reality shows, on quiz shows. There's nothing that they don't have knowledge about themselves, but then also when they don't have the knowledge, they have the connections to find out directly from people what the story behind the story is, essentially.
How long is the podcast running, Dave?
Since last November, so it's relatively new.
Oh, so it's relatively new.
Yeah, new kid on the scene. It's on this network called Goalhanger Podcast, which has its big hit was The Rest is History. So there's The Rest is History, The Rest is Football, The Rest is Politics, and now The Rest is Entertainment. Gary Lineker, incidentally, who's one of the hosts of The Rest is Football, is a part owner of the network, I believe. So
okay.
I think, you know, Marina Hyde referred to him as her boss in one of the episodes in a very playful way.
Yeah.
So it's quite clear that Lineker and his team have gone after the best available talent. Again, like conversations like this, you know, podcasts like this in this kind of style, especially talking about news and current events and celebrity, there's loads of them in the world. That's fair enough. You know, like we all probably have them ourselves. But with this, it's a case of putting two people together who really can give you that level of lived experience.
Did you listen to this before we decided to review it?
I never did, actually, no. And as a matter of fact, I found myself, if I'm being completely honest, with a very busy week last week. It got to the weekend and I was like, Christ, I have yet to listen to this podcast.
To do my homework!
I'm going to do my homework.
And then
next thing I know, I had listened to 5 episodes in a row and I was like, oh, this is like one of the most easy pick up and play podcasts I've heard in quite some time.
Do you know what? It's the first entertainment podcast I've listened to that I can actually tell you I really enjoyed.
I knew you'd like it.
I really like it.
You've always said you want to listen to something that you learn from.
Yes.
And you definitely learn in every episode of this. Like even people in the media will learn new things about other forms of media here.
One of the clip we played there, the podcast about the Met Gala, similar to you, Dave, first, I listened to 3 episodes of this when I was cleaning the house on Sunday, back to back. So first of all, it was on a winning streak. No episode is longer than 35 minutes. So I'm like deadly going to like this instantly. Secondly, I loved the podcast around the Met Gala. The fact is we played that short clip there. The tickets are $75,000 for this thing. I couldn't believe that was unbelievable.
And I knew about the invite list. I didn't know that they also had to pay their
way.
Out.
I couldn't believe it. And then I loved the episode as well about the best, the news headlines and the work of sub editors and maybe that's because look, the industry we're in, I had an interest in that. I listened to the one about the baby reindeer.
Well,
controversy.
That one's that they're in a bit of trouble over that one.
Oh, really?
Because in that one, so they're criticising how Netflix handled that story and made people vulnerable to be subject to these internet sleuths and harassed and stuff like that. And then in that episode, Richard says, and everyone knows who that person is supposed to be, talking about the perpetrator of a sexual assault in the storyline. And they obviously say, like, they're not going to say who, but that's actually sparked more internet sleuthing now that he has kind of confirmed that there's people in the industry who know that who that person is.
And that it's an open secret.
And to make that misstep in the context of actually talking about making missteps that encouraged this thing.
Well, let's not land us in that same.
Oh, dear.
Very, very controversy. But no, but back to the point. It's the first one, Dave, I found that I have enjoyed.
It is genuinely insightful. I mean, like, even the newsroom episode that you mentioned there, and yes, I am wary of it sounding a bit inside baseball to people who work in the media, and maybe it'll exclude the listener, but it actually doesn't.
No.
And I thought, you know, the episode about the headlines is great because you learn about where a headline comes from and who is responsible for it. And, you know, they make the point themselves about how oftentimes if someone on, you know, a journalist on social media will get pilloried for a headline that they probably didn't write themselves.
And most likely knew nothing about.
Exactly, yeah. So, like, it's actually the job of somebody else. And there was an episode about, you know, well, what is the, and these come from listener questions. So listeners write in their questions, and they're all pretty good questions, I must say, and the answers are great. And there was a question about, you know, what is the hierarchy of a newsroom? Like, who literally sits where? And as someone myself who works in a newsroom, you know, and I'm quite happy where I sit, by the way, in case my employers are listening. But it's that thing of, like, it actually does, Marina Hyde does an excellent job in breaking it down for you and saying, like, who does what and why. And again, like, you know, I know that there's, you know, distrust of the media out there, of course, increasingly so. But, like, I've worked in media for 13 years, and every single thing that Marina Hyde said in this podcast, I can verify from my own experiences. So with that level of honesty that they're giving you, it doesn't feel like showing off. I've seen some criticism that maybe it's a bit self-centered, but, like, ultimately, if you're asking Richard Osman and Marina Hyde to draw on their own life experiences in the industry, what else can they do? They have to do that.
They're two people with big profiles in the area that they're in.
And so much experience. Like, Marina also writes for television and has been involved behind the scenes on that side of things. And Richard, as a producer, he's very well respected in the industry because of that role. Like, he actually was behind the scenes for years before he was front and centre in Pointless.
Do you think it appeals then to certain people, or do you think there's enough generic appeal about this?
I do think there's a generic appeal. Like, even though if you're any kind of a nerd, I think you'll love this because it goes into really intricate detail on things. Like, they get asked questions about things like the license plates on cars in TV shows. So it's the kind of people who write in a question like that.
Now, they
will
don't
get
have
something
guests,
out of this show.
But they don't necessarily, it's not guests, but there is that kind of listener interaction element to it.
And
in
they
the
do have
emails and
contributions.
Stuff.
They've talked about getting guests on to answer some of the questions sometimes,
but, you know,
but
they'll
have
there's
people.
There's enough podcasts with guests, actually.
I don't think they need it. And their rhythm, that's why you have your tight 30 minutes or so. It's their
Love
rhythm
it.
To convey all that information in the time that they have. They're experts.
I didn't listen to the latest episode. It dropped today, didn't it?
Yeah, that's the one about the Eurovision. And again, like, I mean, it's like, so they are volunteering that they watch the Eurovision. Obviously, there was lots of calls for people to boycott it. And I thought it was interesting on the Met Gala episode that they didn't make any reference to the fact that people had been contrasting that with the escalation of what is happening in Gaza. That felt like a very easy thing to kind of reference as it from a news angle, but they didn't. So I do wonder if the show is trying to keep the politics out of it. And I know some people want that and some people don't want that. So, and again, like, the show's in its infancy. Like, it's what, 6 months in at this stage?
It's funny, I would have thought it was longer, actually.
Yeah, I mean, it feels very established. But again, that goes back to, as Elaine was saying, these two people are clearly friends and have great chemistry. Mm. It'd be interesting to see if they stick with the format, or because they're clearly going to have access to people. I would agree. I would actually prefer if they kept it just as themselves chatting. It is very, very entertaining.
So they talked about maybe having, like, an Alan Carr voice note or something like that. I think if they're going to bring in a guest contribution, that's the way to do it. Just have snippets.
Because otherwise, do you not find all, some, well, not all now, but some, so many podcasts are just, they're just a replica of each other. Like, there's so many of them.
You're talking to
so
two podcast hosts here, so which one of us are you slagging off?
I
haven't heard either of your podcasts. It'll be up for review someday.
I do rely on guest co-hosts on my own show, but I mean, at the same time, there is a lot to be said for having a chemistry.
Something different.
Having a rhythm. And, like, most people, I think, listen to a show because they like the dynamic between the hosts. And I think with these two hosts, they're very good at not getting in each other's way, even when getting in each other's way, in as much as, like, they're very excited, they're animated, and they have a lot of experience to draw on. And I was really interested to see how Marina Hyde, like, would, she's done some broadcast stuff before, of course, but she's primarily a writer. So I was really interested to see how she would kind of hold her own in the podcast. And I think she's excellent. I think she's a really, really entertaining voice.
Will you stick with it?
Yes, definitely. I was listening to it before I was asked to review it. So I was happy to have already had a few episodes already behind me. And it's one of those shows that I'm constantly dipping into it. And it's even changed how I talk because of Marina. I keep saying jolly about things now.
How many stars?
Five stars.
It's an easy four for me so far, yeah. And I've added it to my podcast rotation, which is the best review I can possibly give you.
And so. I'm also going to give it 4 stars. My first ever high star notification for any entertainment podcast. So for me, that's been quite a hit. That's us talking about The Rest Is Entertainment with Elaine Burke, who's the host of the Protect Sake podcast, and Dave Hanratty, who's the host of the No Encore podcast.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.